A private healthcare contractor voluntarily reviewed New Hampshire's social service programs for fraud earlier this year. The organization LexisNexis reports that 56 dead people currently receive Medicaid benefits and that 2% of food stamp and Medicaid recipients don't have a state driver's license. House Speaker Bill O'Brien says this information has a corrosive effect on state government.
Nothing gets folks more angry than to see someone else getting taxpayer-funded public assistance when that person isn't entitled to it.
O'Brien urged the Senate to pass legislation that calls for strict new verification standards for people enrolled in these programs. State officials point out that they already have many safeguards built in to combat fraud. Federal data shows this is not a significant problem in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.